Yeah. All right, that was Oh Girls, Girls by The Sparkles. Before that was I'm a Little Mixed Up by Betty James. I think there was a little bit of a skip in there. There are people out there that can get skips out of 45s, and I may just have to take it to somebody because I've cleaned it and I just can't get it out. Before that was I'm Twisted by Cookie and His Cupcakes. And starting off the set was Senorita Juanita, vocals by Harold Tidwell, and then he's backed up by Ola Hooker and his band. Which may be a Chicago record, I think it is. Anyways, it's a really great black rocker, as well as Cookie and His Cupcakes and Betty James, who she's awesome. You're Lost in Paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at killradio.org every Wednesday from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And normally you can listen to me at your leisure by checking out my recorded and uploaded shows to the Kill Radio homepage. So hopefully, again, I won't be having any problems this week, but again, I am redoing my show from last week, although I am mixing it up a little differently for those who did listen live last week, so you're not kind of hearing the same show over, but it doesn't matter because it's really great music, so you can never get enough of it. And again, you're tuning into my 50s and 60s rockers show, Demented and Wild Music, part one, and next week, again, will be part two, really great stuff. Next up, I've got a really great instrumental. It's Bass Guitar by Johnny Guitar Watson. And just to throw out there, I think it was recorded in 53, maybe 54. And he was really young. He may have been like 18. It's a pretty great record. And I'll do the set and then I'll come back with a little info that I got on Johnny Guitar Watson here at Lost in Paradise. So next up is Bass Guitar.
That's all.
So that was Shut Up by the Monks. That was recorded in 65. The Monks are a group of American boys who were stationed in Germany in the early 60s. You can see them performing if you go to poetv.com. That's poetv.com. They've got a couple recordings up there. I would check out Oh How to Do Now, which is from 66 for German television, because that's where they were. And you can kind of see their attitude and theatrics. And they had, you know, they shaved their heads, like the center of their heads, like monks, and dressed up and everything. I remember when I was first exposed to them, it was some older man that I had met at a job or something, and he was asking me what kind of music I liked. And back then, I guess like eighth grade or so, you know, I was like, oh, I like punk music, blah, blah, blah. And he was trying to expose me to, I guess, earlier punk bands, and I probably wouldn't go as far to call the Monks a punk band. I mean, they're definitely, I guess, music from the 60s, you know, like garage rockers and Screaming Wild Men and just crazy flipped out people. Definitely kind of transitional music for punks in the early 70s, early to mid 70s. But either way, the stuff is pretty flipped out and the recordings are pretty awesome, and they're pretty great to see, so I definitely would recommend checking them out if you haven't seen anything to that effect. But that kind of what pushed me to do this show. I guess a lot of music that the 70s punkers kind of grew up on was influenced by this type of music from the 60s, like music that the Cramps did many cover songs of. And as a side note, I'm going to be playing one next week, a really great rockabilly song that the Birthday Party, also known as Nick Cave, had did a cover of in the, I think, late 70s, which is pretty killer. But the song was probably late 50s or early 60s when it was originally recorded. Lou Reed was in the Jades, like kind of a garage slash teen band in the late 50s, which I had played some of their stuff, the Jades, a couple weeks ago, and you can check out that archive on my newly acquired 45s show. And I'm going to be playing one of his early 1962 demo songs later in the show, so definitely stay tuned for that. Iggy Pop was drumming in high school bands in the early 60s before becoming a punk legend in the 70s. And there seems to be kind of a misconception about 60s music. Definitely I got this growing up because I was born in the early 80s, so I didn't grow up through the music, but a lot of it you just kind of hear about hippie rock or Motown music. And little did I know there were girl groups in the 60s, but more demented girl groups like the White Boots and whatnot. Anyways, these early rockers are, as I said, kind of transitional forms for 70s punk music, and that's kind of what inspired me to do this kind of dedication to 50s and 60s rockers. And of course, there's tons of music, so I'm doing, you know, today is part one and next week will be part two. And you kind of often saw punk bands emulate the approach of 60s garage bands. So it's not too far off. I definitely wouldn't go as far to call these punkers, obviously, because it's not the same era, and it's not the same mentality, and it's not the same concept, I guess you can say. But either way, these rockers are pretty killer. So you just heard Shut Up by the Monks, which is from 65. Before that was Diamond Coated Banana Bush by Jimmy White with The Relations, and you kind of heard Daffy Duck in there somewhere. And that's also another early 60s garage rocker. And then before that was Space Guitar by Johnny Guitar Watson. He was born in 1935, and I think that was cut or recorded in 1953, which would have made him 18 years old. And he recorded Space Guitar utilizing reverberation and feedback, an unusual technique at that time, and that is pretty unusual, I think, for the early 50s. And I wish I had some recordings of early Jimi Hendrix before he got all psychedelic, which the stuff I can't really stand, but he did some really, he was an early rocker as well. And I think someone told me I can probably get that stuff through Norton, because those records are probably really hard to find and really expensive. But maybe I can try to get some stuff for next week, because his stuff was pretty awesome. Maybe early 60s, maybe even late 50s, I'm not quite sure. I mean, he was a kid too, I think, when he started recording as well. But either way, great rockers from the 50s and 60s here at Lost in Paradise. Next up, I've got a song that's dedicated to my figure drawing teacher when I was in college back in Chicago. His name is Marian Kretschka. He was the harmonica player on this next record. It's called Mellow Down Easy by the Dirty Words. So I think they're a garage band. He's in Chicago, so they're a Chicago garage band. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's a Chicago band. Either way, Mellow Down Easy by the Dirty Words for my good teacher, Marian Kretschka, harmonica player on this next record here at Lost in Paradise, killradio.org. Jump, jump, baby.
Is you ready?
Yeah!
I say, is you ready?
Yeah!
Well, let's nookie dookie there!
About the bird. Bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, don't you know about the bird? Well, everybody knows that the bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird.
So there's a pretty flipped out surfer record for you. Surfin' Bird by the Trashmen. Let's see. Before that was Lukey Dookie by King Coleman. And starting off that set was Mellow Down Easy by the Dirty Words, dedicated to Marian Kretschka, the harmonica player on that record, my figure drawing teacher, pretty crazy guy. Doesn't talk highly of that record, but I guess he was probably, I don't know, late teens, early 20s when he did that record, so it was a long time ago for him. You're Lost in Paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at killradio.org every Wednesday from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, as well as you can listen to me at your leisure by checking out my archived and uploaded shows to the Kill Radio homepage when the archiver is working. So again, you're tuning into my 50s and 60s rockers show, part one. Next week will be part two, so please tune in for that as well. And hopefully I won't have any trouble with the archiver this week, and it will, my show will be uploaded just fine for those who cannot tune in to my show live. So I'm going to keep playing the records. Next up, I've got a pretty classic one, but it's a good one. It's a frat record. It's Little Red Riding Hood by Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. And then stay tuned, because I'm going to be playing my early Lou Reed reissue. Well, I guess it's not really a reissue. It was never issued at all. It was a demo from 1962. But Norton puts these things out, so I have it from a 45, which is very lovely, of course. So I guess let me just cue up my record. Okay, so next up is Little Red Riding Hood by Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs here at Lost in Paradise.
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
Listen to me,
Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Sheep suit on until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't.
Trouble that I'm in. My friends, they told me, they said I could win. They said, don't let her get away with it. But I never should have listened.
You can beat it, you can win. Look out, you're staring better, wipe off your grin. Get up, get up, push her to the ground. Get up, push her.
They're right, I thought, she did take my Bobby away. Putting me down, showing everybody his ring. Well, I thought I'd like to scare her a little. But I never meant to hurt her or anything.
You can beat her, you can win.
your little love.
So in late 62, probably during his Thanksgiving break from Syracuse University, where he was honing his chops with several different campus combos, Reed recorded two demos for Bob Shade. These recently unearthed demos represent Lou Reed's first lead vocal performances. So this is All Tomorrow's Dance Parties. It's a 4-inch EP from Norton Records. Two songs on one side are from the Jades. The other are two songs, these two 1962 demos of Lou Reed, never issued before, Your Love and another one, Merry Go Round, which I'll probably maybe play next week or I'll just play the week after. I had played the Jades, those two records, a while ago, a couple weeks ago on my newly acquired 45s show, which did record. You can check that out on the archive. But I just wanted to kind of show some of his early work. I was going to try to play some stuff from the Velvet Underground, but it's a little too trippy for my show, so I'm not going to be playing any of their stuff. Before that was Nightmare by the White Boots, kind of a demented Shangri-La's type girl group from the 60s. And starting off the set was Little Red Riding Hood by Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, which is a classic frat rocker. Here at Lost in Paradise, killradio.org, every Wednesday from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And it looks like I'm going to be running out of time, as usual, and I've got four more songs I want to play. Next up is Teenage Jump by T. Valentine, which is a classic Chicago black rocker, followed by some other really great stuff. So stay tuned, as well as tune in next week for part two of the show. But next up, Teenage Jump by T. Valentine.
From a jewel box, boys and girls running round and round like a spinning top. Don't get rid of the groove, do a thing they did in London school. Well, they're doing the body hop over here, do a cha cha over there. Some are doing the snow, now here, boy, don't go to the rock and roll. Seems like they were gonna drop, find the jukebox stop. Then I all got about the mouth, let me get a dog. What shock I got, nobody's gonna really knock me out. Woo!
Teenage goo goo muck. I cruise through the city and I roam the streets. Looking for something that is nice to eat. You better duck when I show up, the goo goo muck. Headhunter looking for a head. With a way out body underneath that head. I'll get you, baby, with a little luck. I'm a teenage tiger and a cuckoo buck. Show up, the Goo Goo Muck. The jungle and I'm a beast. A teenage tiger looking for a feast. I want the most and still I'll take the least. I'm the Goo Goo Muck tiger and a teenage beast. Show up, the Goo Goo Muck. And bang, baby, like I've been telling you. I'm the Goo 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 Goo.
right. That was Too Small to Dance by Little Ernest Tucker. Before that was Black Cadillac by Joyce Green, who I was more than certain was a female black rocker, but is actually just a tough white rockabilly chick. Before that was The Goo Goo Muck by Ronnie Cook and the Gay Lads, late 50s rockabilly record, actually, I just found out. And then before that was Teenage Jump by T. Valentine, a classic Chicago black rocker. You've been lost in paradise with your truly Angel Baby here at killradio.org every Wednesday from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Or listen to me at your leisure by checking out my archived and uploaded shows to the Kill Radio homepage. And please tune in next week for the second installment of 50s and 60s rockers. Black rockers, frat, 60s garage, screaming wild men, surf, rockabilly, flipped rockers, tough chicks, killer instrumentals, and much more. And yes, and again, hopefully the archiver is working this week. If not, we just need to get a new hard drive. But either way, just try tuning in live. I know some people say it's a really awkward time slot, which I know, but either way, for those who tune in, thanks, and hopefully you'll be tuning in next week. And I'm just going to play a song, a really good song. It's Bye Bye Baby by Roy Perkins, just while I'm dealing with the archive. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being lost in paradise, and hopefully you will be next week.